Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. We're getting caught up today giving props to Graves County's Keith Lowry, selected Kentucky Farm Bureau's Farmer of the Year. Lowry was very appreciative of the farm group honoring him and quick to share credit with those who helped him.
It's such a big honor, but I have to, my size of an operation, which is a little over 9,000 acres, I have a lot of employees, I have family members, but it's just a real honor to be chosen, even to be nominated.
The honor is based on the recipient's strength of operation and for service and leadership both on and off the farm.
Currently we have, like I say, a little over 9,000 acres, 2,000 acres of wheat, 4,000 acres of corn, roughly 3,500 acres of beans. I have a small excavating business, so we do some trucking. All the beans are grown for Monsanto, and I do some trucking for them.
I happened to be with farm broadcast buddy Alan Watts for this interview. Watts asked Lowry what it was he liked best about what he does.
It's been my life. This is probably my 40th crop. I'm 55-year-old in my 40th crop, and every year it's just always a challenge, and it's just good feeling to get up. Of course, there is bad, you know, some downside to it at times, but for the most part, it's just a good, simple way of life for me and my family.
Environmentally aware, 85% of Lowry's crops are no-till. His ultimate goal is 100%. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Al Purnell here, the good sausage man. Here on the farm, we have lots of things to do and lots of good things to eat, like Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage. We still make it good every day by using all the best cuts of meat and seasoning it just right with Daddy's old recipe that's been proven for over 80 years. So for premium sausage at a good price, pick up a package of Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage because it's good.
Farm Bureau's recently named Farmer of the Year, Keith Lowry, has spent 21 years as a Graves County Farm Bureau director. He served as the county's conservation district chairman for 11 years. He loves the work of farming, but admits he too faces some hurdles with which he needs help.
The biggest challenge here in the last probably 10 years has been marketing to me. The way the technology has grown, I might grow a little bit better crop than my neighbor, but not very much. But the marketing is really tough, and I do use two or three different people to help me on that. We try to do everything in-house, but the marketing we do outside.
In addition to the Farmer of the Year honor, Lowry received a cash award of $1,000, and in October, he'll represent Kentucky in the Swisher Sweets Sunbelt Expo Southeastern Farmer of the Year competition. Our congrats to Keith Lowry of Graves County. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.